Moat. I'm Diane Roberts. Police said today a deadly stabbing rampage in the southern English town of Reading is being treated as terrorism. Three people died and three others are seriously wounded. Police arrested a 25-year-old man on suspicion of murder after the Saturday evening stabbings at a park in Reading, about 40 miles west of London. A spokesperson for Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he held a meeting Sunday with security officials, senior ministers, and police to be updated about the investigation. The stabbings took place on a sunny evening, hours after a rally by anti-racism demonstrators. Police say the Black Lives Matter protest does not appear to be linked to the incident. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, say one person was killed and 11 were injured in a shooting spree in the early hours of Sunday. The city has been at the heart of a wave of anti-racism protests in the United States and around the world over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in Minneapolis police custody last month. There was no indication the shooting was related to this. A report posted on a Minnesota newspaper website early Sunday says when the former police officer accused of killing Floyd was brought to the county jail for booking, all corrections officers of color were instructed to go to another floor. The Minneapolis Star Tribune said the eight officers have filed discrimination charges with Minnesota's Department of Human Rights. Derek Chauvin faces third-degree murder and manslaughter charges in connection with George Floyd's death. After he kneeled on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes last month while Floyd was handcuffed in police custody. The corrections officers told the newspaper the action taken against them is the, quote, most overtly discriminatory act, end quote, they have ever experienced while working for Ramsey County. The Star Tribune said it obtained a copy of the discrimination complaint, which said a supervisor told the officers they would likely be a, quote, liability. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump complained the media had discouraged attendees from coming to a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that yielded a smaller-than-expected crowd. The president had said his first rally in months would be epic, but did not specifically acknowledge that many seats in the 19,000-seat Bank of Oklahoma Center were empty. Attendees largely did not wear face masks at the rally, despite concerns of health officials over the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump was seeking to bring momentum back to his campaign after coming under fire for his responses to the death of George Floyd and the coronavirus outbreak. Worldwide, more than 464,000 people have died from COVID-19. In the hardest hit country, the United States, the number is closing in on 120,000. Confirmed infections around the world sit at just over 8.8 million and more than 2.2 million in the United States. Brazil is the second worst affected country with almost 50,000 deaths and more than 1 million cases, helping to push Latin America's total infections beyond the 2 million mark. Spain reopened its borders with France Sunday, getting rid of one of the most potent symbols of Europe's battle against the coronavirus. Europeans are just emerging from some of the world's toughest lockdowns, with cars trickling across the reopened Spain-France border early Sunday, a day after Italy enjoyed its first top-flight football match in 103 days. In France, millions of children prepare to return to school Monday after 3 months away. Thousands of miles away on the fringes of Eastern Europe, cases have spiked again in Azerbaijan, forcing the government to institute another lockdown, irritating local workers. Clusters have also emerged in Morocco, which is opening a field hospital Sunday capable of handling 700 patients. The United Nations has accused Taliban insurgents and Afghan government forces of deliberate attacks on the country's healthcare workers and facilities during the coronavirus outbreak. The pandemic has infected nearly 29,000 Afghans, killing close to 600. Independent experts and even Afghan officials fear the actual rate is much higher due to lack of testing availability. In a special report released Sunday, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan documents 15 incidents of violence targeting healthcare since early March when the pandemic reached the war-torn country. China's customs authority said Sunday it had suspended imports of poultry products from a plant owned by U.S.-based meat processor Tyson Incorporated that has been hit by the new coronavirus. A Tyson media official did not immediately respond to a call seeking comment. China also suspended pork products from German pork processor last week following a coronavirus outbreak. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA.